West Virginia's Revenue Secretary Dave Hardy announced Tuesday the state's bond rating had been downgraded by the third rating agency since April of 2016. Moody's joined Standard & Poor's and Fitch in downgrading the state from AA1 to AA2.
This just makes me sick. I mean, that's just all there is to it.
Governor Jim Justice joined Revenue Secretary Dave Hardy at a press conference at the Capitol Tuesday to announce the bond downgrade. Hardy explained while the change in rating isn't drastic, it does impact $392 million in outstanding state debt and will affect any bond proposals the state puts forward in the future. In April and then September of 2016, the two other major national rating agencies, Standard & Poor's and Fitch, downgraded West Virginia based on budgetary issues and the state's lagging economy. At the time, Moody's put West Virginia on watch, Hardy explained, but made the decision to downgrade Tuesday morning.
The downgrade reflects, according to Moody's, a multi-year trend of growing structural imbalance between the annual expenditures and available resources in our state's budget.
That means the state is spending more money than it's bringing in, leaving a budget gap lawmakers have had to fill over the past several sessions. This year, the governor's office estimates that hole is nearly $500 million and will continue to grow without a solution.
We've been years and we won't react. All we want to do is kick a can down the road and we won't react and we won't do. And now we are where we are. And it's just going to get worse. It's not going to get better. It's just going to get worse if we don't act and we don't do something.
Justice wants to raise taxes to fix the imbalance, but Republican leaders so far are largely against his proposals. They'd rather rely on substantial cuts to government and refinancing the state's pension debt or lowering the current payment, but extending the length of the debt far into the future. It's that proposal, though, that Justice says contributed to the Moody's decision.
That's one of the big things that Moody's said. If you do that, you're even more unstable. If you don't make current liabilities, if you don't make current annual payments, you are more unstable.
Aside from refinancing pension debt and the state's massive budget hole, Moody's says West Virginia will also continue to be downgraded if it doesn't find a way to create long-term growth and diversify its economy. In a written statement Tuesday evening, House Speaker Tim Armstead said the downgrade, quote, reinforces the need for fundamental changes to the operation of state government, end quote. He will continue to support proposals to restructure the state's tax code and, quote, right-size government or make additional cuts. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara at the State House.